It's good to be here with you this evening and share in this service. Not sure whose idea it was, but I think it was a good one. And I like it. Phil is the one that's in charge of our Wednesday evening prayer meeting. He called me about a half hour ago and said that he's not going to be able to make it. He has some challenges at home that he won't be here. So not only is Daryl's impromptu, I'm impromptu also, but I guess I should get used to that sometimes. Jason has encouraged us to read the book of Exodus this month. And I've been doing that. And I think, I don't know what your Sunday school lesson is about here at Wilmsdorf, but this new quarter is in Exodus. And it's been a challenge to me as I've been reading in the book of Exodus. And I was reading last night in about the account where Moses was out in the desert or taking care of his sheep, and how the Lord came to him in the burning bush, you know that story, and he seen that the bush was burning but was not being consumed, so he covered his face because the Lord spoke to him, and God was talking, conversing to him. And sometimes in our Sunday school, in the youth class, we're working through the book Experiencing God. And the lesson that we're working on right now, and it talks there about how often, you know, in finding God's will, we would say, you know, if only God would just write it on the wall, or if only he would just speak to me and tell me, this is what I want you to do, it would be so much easier. But yet, when you look at the account of Moses, God was talking to him and said, Moses, I want you to go to Egypt, and I want you to bring my children out of Egypt. And he's like, I can't do it. I can't. And started fumbling. And so God gave him a miracle, turned his rod into a snake. And surely this will prove to you that I'm going to be with you. And he's like, oh, no, but what if they don't believe me? And uses excuses. And, you know, I kind of get a little hard on Moses. You know, personally, I just think, well, Moses, good grief, get it, you know, give me a, what's your problem? But how often do I do that? I mean, how often have I done that? And all of us have, I think, have done that and said, God, you know, I can't speak. I can't, you know, that was an excuse he used also. I can't talk. I can't, whatever that is. But God, in his patience, kept working with Moses and said, yeah, you can. I'm going to be with you. And sometimes I think, you know, if Moses would have went right a ways, and, you know, maybe he'd have had a challenge of thinking that this was Moses doing it, but I think it was pretty clear to him that it was not Moses, it was God that was doing and going to be working through him. So as God calls us to whatever that is to do, the challenge, I think, would be not to use excuses, but to say yes to God. Like we sang that song, yes, Lord, yes. To your will, I will obey and follow. Well, this evening, Phil has some things lined up that I think you're going to really enjoy. We have some good stuff for you tonight. I'm not sure which one I want to start with. He said there's no order, so who would like to go first? maybe what we'll do is have the men come. You guys are still singing, right? Okay. You might have to draft a guy or two. So the men are going to have some songs for you, and we'll do that. Before they come, let's just have a word of prayer, shall we? And just, Father, this evening we thank you for this time that we can be together. We thank you for this fellowship here, and for Wilmsdorf and all the members here and the people here at this church. And we pray your blessing on them and our time together this evening. Would the time honor you, Lord? Could we be an encouragement to each other? I pray, Lord, that what all is said and done here this evening would bring honor and glory to you, for you are worthy. You are worthy. And we give you thanks and praise in the name of Christ. Amen. Okay, if we'll have the men confront us then.
think since this is a joint service, we would really like to have 8 men instead of 4. We ran over these songs. I actually closed my hair, so we're down to 3. But we ran over these songs one time after church Sunday. And so should we make this an octet? How about if, I know Brian likes to sing, right? Jordan, Lewis, who else here likes to sing? let's see. Garrett, you sing? Yeah. And Mark, you sing too, right? Anyway, Eric, it could be more than 8 people. Any other men that want to help sing, actually, bring a fumble for them. Let's start with number 4, this is 3. Let's stand over here. Lead, first tenor, baritone, bass, right? Bass over there, baritone, lead, first tenor. Anybody help Lewis sing lead?
Love lifted me.
Let's sing yet number 589.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from
Okay, I think next we'll do, we have something for the children. Guy, would you, where's Guy? Would you come forward, Guy? Would you like the children to come front? Would that be all right? Okay, let's have the children come front. Over here, I guess, on this side.
Houses or police stations or or fire departments. Then there are those cool sets. Trash trucks, space sets, boats, airplanes, and motorcycles. Everything you've ever dreamed of. Oh my, and what I really loved? The people. I mean, have you ever seen all the people? You've got guys with cool hats. Fireman hats, baseball caps, police hats. Guys with beards and mustaches. Guys that have frowns. Guys with cool outfits, life jackets, and oxygen tanks. Talk about excitement. But I had a real problem when I was 8. I only had, well, just a handful of Legos. I got a chess set for Christmas once, but I lost a few pieces. Just enough so that I couldn't really build it anymore. And I lost the little Lego man that drove it. My cousins, they had all had a pile of Legos. I went to Uncle Clyde's house sometimes to play with them. I would look over their pile and wish for just half that much. Then I would look at their people. If only they had just one of them. There was a really cool man with a button-down suit and a police cap. Now he was something I really would have loved to have. And, why not? Maybe I could take it. They had enough people, they would never miss it. My cousins would think they lost it. I watched for my chance. The day came. We all were hanging out playing Legos. And there was that really cool Lego guy. My cousin was playing with him, but then he laid him down and announced that he was going out to the barn to play for a while. I purposely waited around until everyone was gone. Then I carefully, casually walked around the pile of Legos, picked up that band, and slipped them into my pocket. Safe. Mine. I was nervous about the Lego lump in my pocket. Did it show too much? I was afraid when I touched my turn on the swing, would it fall out? I hoped no one would suggest to play Legos again. Would they start looking for the man and suspect me? My parents finally suggested we leave, and whew, I was relieved. I got in the car, I had my Lego man, and no one cared. When I climbed the next tatami, I couldn't show it to him, or he would know I had stolen it. When I got home and got to my pajamas, I took the man out of my pocket, but I still had to hide it. I slipped him into my pillowcase to look at me, and I did, but no one else would see it, or I would be caught. I could never look at it. I could never play with it. I could never show my friends. I could think about it, and I did. I thought about how much trouble I'd be in if I got caught. I thought about how sad my cousins would be when they couldn't find their wedding ring. I thought about how disappointed my dad would be with me. I thought about how God said, "Thou shalt not steal, and be sure your sin will find you out." But no one found out. I had that secret, and no one found out. Except God. And me. That Lego man, he was always the lump in my pillowcase. That and a lump somewhere in the back of my dresser drawer. A lump that would never get lost, and a lump that worked its way down into my heart where it just kind of stuck. Today, Jesus reached in, past the pants pocket, the pillowcase, and the dresser drawer, and touched a lump in my heart. He said, "It's time to get rid of it once and for all." He told me he'd take it away if I'd let him. I was tired of carrying it there, so I gave it up to him. When he took it, I couldn't believe how light my heart felt. That Lego lump had become very heavy. A Lego man probably only weighs a pound, but that Lego man had become as heavy as a truckload of bricks. A Lego man probably only cost $1 on Amazon, but how much was it worth to get rid of that lump so deep in my heart? Dear Uncle Clyde, when I was 8, I took a Lego man from your house. It became a huge lump in my pocket and in my heart. Would you please accept this $100? I know that's way more than what the Lego man is worth, but not nearly enough if I think of all the pain and body damage in my heart, and not nearly enough to celebrate how good I feel when I'm out of my heart. That's
bad volunteer.
I opened up and it said people need the Lord. So I think let's sing number 650. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless wave. And I seen that tonight, and Richard had said, you know, sometimes God doesn't write anything on the wall, but I told my wife, I was like, there it is. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. That's God's handwriting on the wall. All right, send the light. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light and let its radiant beams light the world forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light, and a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found.
Send the light,
send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light and let its radiant beams light the world. Verse 4 says, let us not grow weary in the work of love. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. And I can testify that sometimes I grow weary. And this past week, I really felt weary of this work. But when I sing this, I want to take it to my heart and allow God to take the weariness from that. And I hope you do too. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light and let its radiant beams light the world.